strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange.
Faces come. All right, heading into segment number two, hour number one. Top of this segment, Jeffrey Epstein is still dead. The FBI seizing computer. Well, you know, it's top headline. You know, you get all these conspiracy theories that Epstein has been spirited away and is in, you know, protective custody somewhere. No, folks, he's dead. All right? He's dead for whatever reason. How he got dead, or if anybody, you know, helped accelerate that process, well, that'll be the subject of debate for the rest of your life and mine. Because when the final autopsy report comes out, when the final report from the Inspector General comes out, or the FBI, or the Department of Justice, or all of them collectively, and they arrive at the conclusion that the two guards fell asleep, were not up to the task, and somehow Epstein was able to hang himself, nobody will accept that. I don't even know if I'll accept that. I mean, how do you get your head around if for the second time in 41 years, a high-profile prisoner is able to commit suicide at the Manhattan Correctional Center? It's only the second time in 41 years. Many have tried. Nobody ever succeeds. Except this guy, one of the highest-profile suspects and prisoners ever held there, who was on suicide watch previously, whose guard was new and not at the up to the job, who we're now told may have been asleep at the time. Unbelievable. By the way, FBI agents went to Pedophile Island over the last 48 hours. They raided the joint down there in the Virgin Islands, Jeffrey Epstein's Caribbean paradise, where we are told by numerous stories and anecdotal stories from the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, pedophile, human trafficker, that is where many of the young girls, as young as 12 sometimes, were taken to become sex slaves, to perform sexual acts for world leaders, political leaders, business leaders, the elite from around the world, British royals and politicians. Well, FBI agents went there. They seized computers from the islands during a raid on the private island owned by the late sex trafficker. Footage shows at least two computers, desktops, and an Apple computer packed up and marked to be taken away from Little St. James Island, as it's officially known. It came 2 days after Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell in Manhattan. The question is, what's on the computers? As we talked about here yesterday, the big ticket item that everybody is looking for is the little black book with the great big names. The little black book with the great big names. That's what they're looking for. Prince Andrew, Bill Richardson, Bill Clinton, whose names appear in these diaries, in these reminiscences? What is in here? That's what people want to know. And so anyhow, Epstein's dead. The investigation continues. According to the latest information that we have, the two guards that were assigned to Epstein have been suspended. The warden has been reassigned to a different facility, all in the wake of his death. Apparently, there was screaming and hollering going on in the halls that morning. In fact, I'll give you a little bit here, a taste of CBS News coverage of the latest of what happened when they found Jeffrey Epstein. It's bite number three from CBS News. Go.
CBS News has learned the morning of Epstein's death, there was shouting and shrieking from his cell. Guards attempted to revive him while saying, "Breathe, Epstein, breathe." With Epstein gone, potential co-conspirators involved in his alleged sex trafficking network are shifting into focus. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell is accused of recruiting underage girls for sex. She's denied those claims in the past and has not been charged with a crime. Maxwell is said to be Epstein's ex-girlfriend turned business associate. Her current location is unknown.
She was more of a partner in his obsession, really. And there are allegations that she was involved in having sex with some of these girls as well.
Court documents from 2011 reveal Epstein controlled several apartments in a building just blocks from his $77 million New York townhouse and allegedly housed young models there, underage girls from all over the world.
Breathe, Epstein, breathe. Yeah, that didn't work. That plea did not work. At any rate, Jeffrey Epstein is still dead, despite the conspiracy theories to the contrary. The real question is what happens now? Because there's no way to impeach him as a witness. Now that Jeffrey Epstein is dead, if there are diaries and notes and information held on those computers or anywhere else, it all becomes admissible. Unimpeachable, admissible evidence. You've got a big problem if you're associated with this guy. And I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats, anybody connected to this guy, there's evidence that they involved themselves sexually assaulting minors as young as 12 or sexually trafficking young girls. They should all go to prison. Quick break. It's Wednesday. Oh, excuse me. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's they should all go to prison. I always do this. For some reason lately, I want to dump out of this segment 1 minute early every day. I've got to stop that. The fact of the matter is, I don't care. I don't care who's involved with Epstein. I don't care whose name turns up. If it turns out to be a high-profile Republican or conservative, hold their feet to the fire. If it's a Democrat, hold their feet to the fire. If it's an independent, if it's a British royal, hold their feet to the fire. Hold them accountable. The trafficking of young girls is repugnant. Deviant behavior and trafficking of young girls as young as 12, these people should spend the rest of their life in solitary confinement by themselves in a box. And Epstein should have done the same. Letting him off this easy is terrible. Wednesday, August 14th, we'll be right back.